This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Job creation is touted as the key priority for getting the economy back on track. While politicians and business leaders may have different solutions to get there, no one can deny that women will play a significant role in business development. Earlier this week, I talked with a few people about the state of women in business in the La Crosse area and the role they'll play in strengthening Wisconsin's economy. Anne Lavaca is the director of the UW La Crosse Small Business Development Center. Debbie Lee is a Westland insurance agent who co-founded the networking group Women of Worth. And Amy Stadola is a financial advisor for Edward Jones. Amy says more women are stepping it up in the business world.
I think there's a bigger presence than there has been in the past of women business owners, hence why I know we're going to be talking about a lot more women organizations that have come around, and I think that has empowered women more so to branch out and network more so than I think I've ever seen.
And Debbie, you told me over the phone that you've lived here your whole life, and I'm wondering if you can talk about sort of, you know, from the time when you were younger and to now, you know, before you were even working, what sort of evolution have you seen?
In the La Crosse area, I see a lot more women professionals and women business owners. I grew up where we had downtown La Crosse, where's the place to go shopping, and the small stores, and how the La Crosse downtown area has grown into these businesses like Kaplan and Logistics Health and all of these larger companies coming to the area, which is bringing in a lot more professional women that I've seen since I was growing up.
And Anne, in the years that you've been working here in La Crosse, you've been working with different small business owners. Can you talk about the evolution you've seen in your time?
Well, I think part of it is a natural evolution, as I think more women have pursued what might have historically been non-traditional careers for themselves. That has led to increased opportunities, both in terms of professional opportunities and then ultimately, in many cases, those individuals choosing to go out on their own and become an entrepreneur and run their own businesses. And so I think we see that progression. I also think as there's greater awareness of opportunities, and as I think the economic downturn that occurred a few years ago caused everyone to kind of reevaluate where they need to be in a marketplace. So people look to cultivate additional relationships or to pursue opportunities that maybe in the past they didn't either have a need to pursue or weren't aware of those opportunities. And so I think that all kind of lends itself to an increase in awareness and activity.
And I think the most recent numbers from the U.S. Census Bureau that break down the number of women-owned businesses by county, I was kind of surprised that La Crosse has the fourth highest percentage of women-owned businesses in the state at 28.3%. Trempealeau has 23%, Buffalo County 20.7%, Monroe County 17.5%. Gets a little smaller with the rural areas. Over time, though, those numbers have been on the rise, and as you said, it's a natural evolution.
Yes.
I mean, when you look at these rural areas, though, are there any sort of challenges in providing more business opportunities in those areas versus the city of La Crosse?
I think the issue for most business owners always is, where should I locate to have a sustainable business? And rural areas have sometimes a greater challenge in terms of what those opportunities are because of population, because of travel, you know, to even draw individuals. What is interesting is you see a kind of an uptick in, again, in areas that women have always been active in, but perhaps not as visible in, you know, whether it's farming or other food production type companies. And that just overall throughout the state, I think, has had an uptick. We've had a number of commercial kitchens, for example, open throughout the state and resources being put into it. And our area is actually one of those driving forces. And part of it is because of the proximity to the rural areas. So I think, like everything, it will be an evolution there, too, in terms of more women being involved and being more active.
So when you look at this year, you know, we hear from the state, Governor Walker wants to create 250,000 new jobs by the end of his first term. You know, because of the economy, job creation, business development has been slower than most people predicted. But what role do you think women in the La Crosse area could play, maybe in the coming year, maybe in the next coming years, in creating businesses, in creating jobs within the area? Debbie?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think women are nurturers, so they help each other within our groups like WINS and WOW. We find
the different
that
networking
women,
groups.
Yep. We find that women want to help each other grow. They want to help them if they're going to start a new business, to share their share their information or share their knowledge of starting a business. So I think women want to help other women be successful.
Well, and actually, in our area, we have at least a couple of dynamics that are, I think, positives for the region. Number one, we traditionally have had a lower unemployment rate than other portions of the state, and I think that oftentimes means that individuals are getting experiences, and that in turn sometimes drives the other activity. One notable, I guess, comment that I would make is in probably the last year or two, if I were to contrast it from maybe 2 or 3 years ago even, we are seeing an uptick in economic activity where individuals are looking to start their businesses. We probably had the greatest number of business starts that we were participating in last year that we have ever seen.
In the La Crosse area? In the region.
Which would also include some of the rural areas. So that's, I think, really speaks well of our area. And it does speak to some of the resource development that we have in the area that, you know, someone that, you know, maybe in before they might not have thought of really going out on their own, but they sort of see people around them and those models are there for them to say, I think I can do this too. And they take that plunge and I think end up finding that they do have support in the area.
I was wondering, I mean, is it infectious when you see, maybe you see a friend or someone you've known your whole life start their own business and then you have an idea? Do you see that with many of the women that you talk with in the area?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and I think we know two people personally that have gone through the UWL Small Business Program that are really successful with the businesses that they've started.
Do you mind sharing their story?
I think one is Linda O'Connell from Take Five Productions. She's been a huge success with her business, and she went through the program, and she's participated in our WOW group, and she's actually presented at our one of our meetings, but she has done an outstanding job with her Take Five Production business.
And Amy, did you have another story?
That was actually the one I was piggybacking on was Linda's, because I got an award for things, and she's been doing very well. But, you know, just going off that too, when we know of somebody that we've been through networking or met throughout there, we find out more about their business, we're more apt to talk to other people about their business. You should go see them. You should go check them out. And I think that is very empowering here in this local area.
And the U.S. Census, they rate that women are more likely to own retail and trade businesses, healthcare and social service businesses, and then other services, which they listed as like pet care or a travel agency or whatnot. Is there any sort of push in the area to maybe encourage more women to open manufacturing firms or construction firms or maybe looking into the science and technology field? Or is that more of like a statewide effort?
No, I think it exists on a regional level as well as a state level. It kind of goes with the notion that as individuals gain the technical strengths, that they'll have those abilities to apply those skills. One of the things, and I think, you know, I'm probably a product of the generation which had, I think, increased opportunities and non-traditional opportunities, but at the same time, you know, it was kind of a new world to some degree. And so that has to be kind of cultivated over time. It's not something that automatically happens. I do think an issue that many small businesses, whether they're women-owned or otherwise, you know, male-owned or sometimes called kind of the targeted businesses that sometimes historically haven't accessed resources, it is hard to start a business or in particular to grow a business when you have limited constraints in terms of financing and those type of economic terms that influence the issue. And more women are accessing it, but if you think, you know, one of the categories you mentioned, for example, is construction. You know, it's one thing to go out and take a small project. It's another thing to bid on a number of large construction projects and have not only the capital to be able to perform the contracts, but to be able to secure bonding and other requirements for those jobs. Luckily, there are programs out there to try and provide support for small businesses trying to do that. But, you know, it's part of having to learn that world. I mean, Debbie, you work with insurance type issues, and those grow as businesses grow and become more challenging and more costly.
But that's the part I think is like where these groups like WOW, where we can help. That's one of our focuses, is educating and helping women learn more about different things that are out there. And one of the subjects we were going to bring up at a future meeting are non-traditional occupations, such as the construction trade, which there's a lot of a lot of different things that you have to take care of. You have to be able to, like you said, bonding. If you're going to bid on a job, you have to be responsible for what you're bidding on. And if you mess it up, it's a big insurance, it's a liability issue. So we want to help women learn some of the different aspects that would be involved in a non-traditional business. So
you're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. My guests today are Debbie Lee. She's an agent at Westland Insurance and co-founder of Women of Worth. Amy Stodola is a financial advisor for Edward Jones. And Ann Lavaca is the director of UW-La Crosse's Small Business Development Center. Amy, when we talked earlier, you had said that women are making more financial decisions for families. Is that at all reflected on because more women are involved in business, or is this also just part of this natural evolution?
I think it's both. I think it's a natural evolution, but also as women, we tend to sometimes take on a lot of roles. We multitask a lot, and I think what I'm seeing is that the women are more goal-orientated as I want to get to this level. How can I get to this level? Where a lot of times, you know, you sit down face-to-face with some, you know, whether it's just the husband or whoever, and it's just like, well, I'm putting this money aside, here we go. And it's like, I like dealing with sometimes more of the women because they want more goals. It's like, am I on the right track? How can I, what can I do to get there? And I think I'm seeing a lot more women make those types of decisions when I'm sitting down face-to-face with them. And I also tell them, too, honestly, that you need to take a role in that. You need to know where your finances are going, who's doing what, or how much do we need to put into that 401k to match, or whatever it might be. You need to understand where your money is going. And sometimes I feel like I have couples that sit down and she's over here and, you know, it's just sitting there. And it's like, you know, you want to make sure you ask the questions and understand where everything is going, because that's the ultimate goal, as obviously retirement or living a very nice retirement lifestyle.
Go ahead, Ann.
One comment I was going to make that I think is also a progression that has occurred is, you know, today women certainly in many instances are equivalent, if not the individual within a household that earns perhaps more than the male individual in the household. And, you know, I think the natural orientation is, you know, when you're directly earning the money and you know what goes into making the money, that you also are want to be involved in making the decisions about the money and how it's going to be spent, how, you know, those long-term planning objectives. And, you know, when you think about it, many of these individuals, the reason why they're earning more is because they have the technical and know-how. And so they have the confidence to make financial decisions that perhaps in past generations has not always been the case.
When it comes to access to capital, access to loans, are there different programs for women specifically?
Oftentimes, it's not defined on a, you know, on that basis. It's more targeting small businesses or individuals within particular categories. There are a couple of, and this also plays into the certification issue, where firms might be described as what historically would be socially and economically disadvantaged individuals that operate businesses. And women in some of the categories are presumed to be socially disadvantaged because usually, again, they're in non-traditional markets that there isn't a history of having women in those markets. And in those cases, I think there are kind of increased opportunities. It certainly is a factor when you're looking at pursuing a loan. A lot of the small business programs like to know that the funds are going to be going and supporting a broader audience, and so they like to see that. But is there actual programs? Not as often as sometimes people might think they exist. We frequently get the question, for example, on grants. There are grants out there. A lot of times they're private foundations that have the grants. But more often, grants are going to be targeting particular opportunities, maybe to create growth in a rural community or among a particular industry. So it's not so much driven just by being female, but more also being in a particular industry that is of a targeted nature. So, but, you know, they do exist. I mean, we don't want to say they don't, but they, you know, oftentimes for for-profit businesses, it's still often loans or your own individual resources.
And another thing that you work with, Anne, is the women-owned business certification process, mm-hmm. which you have state level, federal level, and there's also an independent certification. Can you talk about the importance of having programs like that? Why should, you know, if a woman owns a business, why should she get the certification?
Well, I think for in some industries, having that certification is going to really open up some new doors to businesses in terms of both private opportunities and also public opportunities. So, for example, there is a business-to-business type certification, frequently known as WeBank, but it stands for Women Business Enterprise National Council certification. And that certification, if a larger business is looking to utilize a more diverse supplier network, they will look to women-owned firms in the area that are certified. So to be found or to be, you know, to be discovered in some ways, you have to go through that process. Likewise, at both the federal level and the state level, there's certification programs. And when the state government or the federal government says, we want to be able to have a broader utilization of small firms, women-owned firms, veteran-owned firms, minority-owned firms, they look to those resources to figure out who's out there, who could possibly provide these services. And if you're not certified or you don't go through that process, you will not necessarily be identified. And so you don't even get sometimes an opportunity to pursue the business. I've seen businesses, women-owned businesses, that by pursuing certification have grown, you know, tenfold their business opportunities as a result of understanding that opportunity and pursuing it. And there are, again, local resources. Obviously, our center provides support for businesses that are interested in pursuing certification, even determining would it make sense for me to do that. We can help them sort that out. But then, let's say they are suitable for a state project or a federal project, there are even additional resources where they can get help and even get on the list so that they get daily notices of contract opportunities that are mm-hmm. coming forward. So those are resources that a lot of businesses, whether they're women-owned or not, should be aware of. But again, it's, you know, every day a new business is starting and they have to learn once again what opportunities are out there.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. My guests today are Amy Stadola. She's a financial advisor for Edward Jones. Anne Lavaca is the director of UW La Crosse's Small Business Development Center. And Debbie Lee, she's an agent at Westland Insurance and the co-founder of Women of Worth. I'm wondering if we can talk about the different networking groups. All three of you are involved in many of them in the area. Debbie, you co-founded Women of Worth recently in the last couple years.
A year and a half we've been
A year and a half
together.
Ago, okay. Yep. So I'm wondering if you can talk about that group and we can go around and just talk about the other opportunities in the La Crosse area.
Kathy Norris from ServPro and myself we're participating in the group called WINS, which meets on the second Wednesday of the month, which is today. And we just found that there were so many women attending that meeting that we felt that a second women's group would be beneficial to the area. So we co-founded WOW, which is Women of Worth. And our focus is a little different than WINS. WINS is more of the networking. Everyone gives their little elevator speech and at WOW, we try to look for speakers to speak at our meeting and to educate women on different things that would be of benefit to them as far as professionally or pursuing a small business.
And so what are some examples of different speakers that you would have at your meetings?
Amy Stadola would be our January speaker with Heidi. I think their focus is estate planning.
Yes, we're doing 2013 estate and finance planning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we have had Linda O'Connell from Take Five Productions at Christmas time. She showed us how to take our old videos and make it into a new DVD. We have had brand new businesses in the area. We try to help them get their business off the ground. Save Consignment Shop is opening in February, and she's going to be our February speaker. So we try to help the small businesses that are just opening their doors. We had Studio 16 speak. They're a brand new organization that are opening their fitness studio down on Highway 16. We try to find things, different subjects that women are going to enjoy hearing about, but also trying to help a brand new business
sure.
get off the ground.
And Amy, can you talk about the different organizations that you are involved in?
Well, Wins and Wow, and then there's another one that's called WAL, which is the Women's Alliance of Lacrosse. That one's very similar, where they bring in a speaker, very similar to WOW, that meets on the second Thursday of every month. There's also, when it comes to just other organizations in general, there's also the Women's Fund, the Women's Fund of Lacrosse, which they do a lot of more so events down the road, where to gather support and funding to support other nonprofits in the area that are more women-generated. There's our Seven Rivers Referral Group, these are all networking types. And I think that's very unique with the area that we have around here, is that there are so many different areas that you can be involved in. When you go to one organization, like, for instance, WINS, which is Women in Networking and Support, you talk to other ladies that are involved in there, and then you ask, well, what else are you involved in? And then that's how people find out about WOW, or find out about WAL, or, well, do you know that there's BNI groups in the area, or there's many different types of Rotary groups out there. And I think just getting a presence, or going to visit, just to become a visitor of somebody, to check out the organizations that are out there, you kind of see what fits you, what suits you, and things along that area.
So. And Ann, did you want to add anything?
Yeah, I guess I'll maybe just highlight a couple of upcoming activities to the extent that that might be of interest. WAL, which is the Women Alliance of Lacrosse, is going to be sponsoring, in addition to its monthly events, they also hold a leadership development series. That'll start at the end of January, and it goes January, February, and March. There's three different events. So that might be something of interest to listeners. Also, there is a women's boot camp that will be occurring on March 21st. And that's another activity that's kind of actually a little bit of a grouping amongst the different groups who would like to see some activity that's a little bit more, a longer activity, where people can come together and not only network, but get exposed to business and their opportunities.
So it's like a business boot camp, not the kind of Cisco workout boot camp.
Exactly. And then another one I'll mention, because while it's a little bit, it's to the north, but it certainly for our region kind of services our northern counties. Up in Eau Claire in April each year, there's a women's essentially conference, which usually attracts 300, 400, 500 business owners to it, women businesses. It attracts from Minnesota as well as from Wisconsin, and is a good good event for people to look at too, that might want to be looking for particular both educational and also contacts in areas that are in the region but maybe a little bit further away from directly Lacrosse. So those, I think, are all very valuable. As I mentioned, we look to bring other activities locally. You know, our center will be, you know, hosting events that target small businesses and women-owned firms as well. And so those are those type of resources are just things that listeners may want to look at or look into if that's something of interest to them or they want to learn more about it.
Another organization, too, kind of looking at is being a member of the Chamber and being an ambassador with the Chamber, too. I mean, that alone, you get to see other organizations or other businesses that are new to the area. And I always enjoy that. Like, a lot of my friends will always be like, well, Amy, how'd you hear about this place? How'd you know about that place? And I'm like, well, you get to go to a lot of these ribbon cuttings and, you know, kind of learn about the new areas that are coming to Lacrosse. And I think that's very beneficial, too.
So what sort of difference has these networking groups made for you professionally? And what sort of difference do you think it's made for the greater Lacrosse area?
I wouldn't be where I'm at.
Really?
Without networking.
And why is that, Debbie?
Just the getting yourself out in front of people, getting yourself more comfortable talking to people. In my world, you sit at a desk and you're doing quotes on a computer. But if I didn't go out there and talk to people, I wouldn't have people to be doing the quotes on. I heard a comment at a committee meeting that I was at, and he said that whenever he sees Wesson Insurance, he immediately thinks of Debbie Lee, just because he sees me out there all the time. So without networking, I honestly don't think I'd be at where I'm in with my profession.
Well, and exactly piggybacking what Debbie said, it does get you to another level, just being out there networking, being seen that you're out in the community. You know, like if you are behind your desk the whole time, it's like just being out there and showing that you're still around.
Well, and to kind of maybe look at it from a little bit different angle, I think that you start to appreciate the resources in our area, the knowledgeable individuals that kind of cut across all types of industries. And when a question comes up or someone is wondering about a topic, you oftentimes, because you've been involved in those organizations, are able to help connect them to something that will be meaningful and be able to help provide an answer. I'm not only a big believer in it, but I've come to appreciate what the term access really means. And for individuals that might be in either non-traditional areas or, you know, there aren't as many generations of women business owners or whatever it might be, it's really kind of the modern step toward providing really that full inclusion, is that ability to access the right resources at the right time and be able to do it in a way that will help provide a solution to someone. And I think these groups help create that opportunity. There's some very unique businesses that are involved in these groups sometimes, and you'd think to yourself, wow, that's kind of interesting. I didn't know that even existed. And then, you know, a week later, someone's talking to you, do you know anybody that does this? And you think to yourself, I think that's that person that I just met, yeah. You know? So it is a terrific resource for participants. And sometimes people can't go all the time, and I guess that's the other thing. To say both with wins and wow, it's totally recognized. You come when you can. There is no membership. I don't think there's any for wow either. So you don't, you know, you come when you can, and you know, use that resource as it works for you. Other ones are a little bit more formal, but again, the goal is to serve the needs of the community.
Ann Lavaca is the director of the UW La Crosse Small Business Development Center. Debbie Lee is a Westland insurance agent who co-founded the networking group Women of Worth. And Amy Stadola is a financial advisor for Edward Jones. I talked with them about the state of women in business in the La Crosse area. Coming up next, we'll talk about how more women are running farms on their own. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. We also welcome your comments and ideas. Simply follow the links on our archives page at wpr.org/lacrosse.